Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. Republican candidate for Governor Kristen Robbins has made fighting fraud one of her top campaign priorities. This comes a month after Governor Walz revealed his plan to combat fraud in the state. But Robbins says the Walz administration waited too long to act.
Too little, too late. Now they're trying to play catch up and make it look like they're doing something. But the proof would have been if they would have supported the Office of Inspector General in the legislature last year, and they actively worked to kill it.
Robbins says estimates show fraud has cost the state more than $2 billion under Governor Walz. Political analysts say Representative Robbins is going to have a hard time getting the Republican endorsement for governor. Retired Carleton College professor Stephen Scheer says Robbins chaired the Nikki Haley presidential campaign last year.
Well, the activists in the Republican Party in Minnesota are Trump supporters, and they will not look kindly upon someone who was opposing Trump for renomination in 2024.
Scheer says Robbins' supporters think she could help secure GOP and female votes in the suburbs. A third Minnesota tribal nation will be selling its cannabis to state-licensed businesses beginning next month. A new tribal state cannabis compact allows the Prairie Island Indian community to boost the supply of adult-use products. Most growers just received their state licenses and haven't harvested a first crop. The White Earth Nation and Mille Lacs Band of Ojibwe also have compacts with the state. And the Minnesota Vikings are speaking out after defensive back Isaiah Rogers received racist messages on social media following Sunday's loss to the Eagles. Rogers said, quote, "Racism is real. Keep football football." The team also responded, calling the slurs disgusting and saying there's no room for racism in sports or society. Minnesota Millionaire raffle tickets go on sale today, and they're expected to sell out in about 2 weeks. Minnesota Lottery Executive Director Adam Prock says there are 1 million raffle tickets this year.
It's our 20th anniversary, so we're loading it with prizes. There's 20,000 prizes, including 40 $20,000 prizes and a whole bunch of other prizes, along with those $2 million prizes. It is one of your best chances to win $1 million.
Prock says millionaire raffle tickets make great stocking stuffers. The winning numbers will be drawn on New Year's Day morning. And the Minnesota Wild snapped a three-game skid with a 3-1 win over the New York Rangers last night at Madison Square Garden. Danila Yurov scored his first career goal in the third period, and it was the eventual game winner for Minnesota. Jonas Brodin lit the lamp in the first, and Kirill Kaprizov added an empty netter. Goaltender Philip Gustafson made 24 saves for the victory. This is MNN.